Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at TriCountyContractingWI.com.
Brewers 360 is sponsored by Holiday Automotive. And we got the Brewers manager, Pat Murphy, online with us this morning. Morning, Murph.
How you doing?
Doing well. So 5 o'clock trade deadline for MLB today. Do you think your guy, Matt Arnold, is still shopping, or are we done here?
Well, I think they're always making inquiries. That's part of the job. And Matt and his people have done an incredible job getting us Frankie Montas and Savali before that, and Mears. You know, they've added guys that fit into the clubhouse, and that's, that's important part of this thing, the way we do things. It has to be about people. So Matt and his group have done an unbelievable job with that.
Tell me a little bit more about that, Murph, and your role in that. I mean, I think about coming to work one day, right? And if one of my guys here on my team is gone and there's a new person sitting across from me, like, not for nothing, that all matters. What is your role in trying to help the guys navigate through that?
Well, I mean, I think that's all part of it. This is about people, and it's hard. Pick up your family and move, one phone call. Yeah, you're on a different team. And it's very, very difficult. And as privileged life as we all have, I mean, it's difficult. It's hard on people. You start getting in your head, why, when, is this going to be better? It's change. Everybody fights it sometimes. But I think my role is just to be there to try to navigate them best I can and help them get through it, help them understand whether they're coming or going, that it's going to be okay.
Got our first look at Nick Mears last night against the Braves. Had a pretty nice outing for his first one with the crew. What elements does he bring that can really revamp this bullpen as we head into the second half stretch?
Well, when you think about, you know, his career in Colorado, you know, he started in Pittsburgh, but then good young prospect with a good arm. It's kind of developed more in Colorado. To their credit, he really became somebody. But when you look at his numbers out of Colorado, you never can assess that too much because it's so tough pitching there. So we're excited. You know, his breaking ball, he's not just a guy that throws 97, 98. He's also a really good slider and demonstrated that last night against some really good hitters. He's I think he fits in nicely in the leverage fall.
Brewers manager Pat Murphy with us live on Brewers 360. Pat, do you have a list of guys that you throw at Matt Arnold? Does he come to you and say, what about this guy? What about that? Like, what's that relationship like? And do you have the ability to say, like, Matt, I do not want this guy?
No, I don't. You know, I would do that if there was somebody that we were adamant about was the wrong person. But, mm-hmm. You know, there's not too many of them out there. You know what I mean? And Matt and his crew, they do a great job, and they're nice enough to include me and talk to me about some of it. They're on their own. They know what they're looking for. They've done this before, and I trust them. And I got to stick to what I do, and they stick to what they do.
Hey, Skip, before we let you go, a pretty big birthday today for fans of Brewers baseball, the 90th birthday for one Alan Huber, better known as Bud Selig. Sort of an indelible figure here in Milwaukee baseball history. You're, of course, closely linked with the team as well. In your mind, what is the legacy of Selig when it comes to Milwaukee baseball?
Yeah, it's incredible, man. You know, this is a guy that, you know, just had a vision and had a dream, and to see that come true and to see what he's meant. And, you know, recently talking to him and seeing his passion still for the day-to-day, he would know he'd know about Mears the same way that you asked me about him. It's incredible, you know, the way the man just lives and dies with it every single day. And talk to me about different things, specifics of games. It's amazing the way he follows it. And his legacy is that he's real. He's genuine. He had a vision here, and he wanted this to happen. And, you know, he still carries it out every day. It's his life work. And I just, I admire the heck out of the man, what he's done for baseball.
Thanks, Skip. Always great to catch up.
Great catching up with you guys. Yep. Thanks.
Brewers and Braves, it's a 7:10 first pitch tonight at American Family Field. 7:48 on Wisconsin's Morning News.